Pakistan has said it will retaliate following yesterday's Indian missile attack that killed at least 31 people and injured dozens in Punjab province and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif said, "We will avenge the blood of our innocent martyrs." They've gone tit for tat, US President Donald Trump said, adding that hopefully they can stop now. India's strikes yesterday were in response to a terrorist attack killing 26 tourists 2 weeks ago that it claims is linked to Pakistan. There are also reports that Pakistan shot down up to 5 Indian planes, but the question is whether it will carry out further strikes on Indian territory. Iran's foreign minister has arrived in New Delhi for talks. Iran has offered to mediate between both countries and had done so in the lead-up to these latest clashes. In a moment, we'll get the latest from Delhi, but first from Cork. Fahmida Naheed is the founder of the Irish-Pakistani community of Cork. The Pakistani population in Ireland is believed to number over 15,000. She told our reporter Sheila Nocton about her concerns for relatives in the Punjab, one of those locations targeted in India's attack.
It was evening time when I just opened my mobile and I saw a message that India has attacked Pakistan, and especially the area where I was grown up, the Punjab province, where still, you know, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, my close friends, they all live there. And I was like, I was shocked all of a sudden, you know, that there was a lot of videos that started circulating and people are sending me. Unbelievable. I was so frustrated. The first attack we heard was it happened in Bahawalpur. It's a Punjab province. And my cousin, you know, she lives there. And it was quite, you know, unbelievable. I was so sad. I didn't want to eat anything. I didn't want to talk to anyone. Quickly, I rang my family in Pakistan, my cousins, and sent messages. Are you all okay? You're doing well. I was teary at night and just praying, oh my God, there should not be more, you know, no more retaliation.
Do you have any concerns about the relationships between Pakistani people and Indian people here in Ireland?
Yeah, from last couple of weeks, we have seen that in UK, like there are some groups, you know, Pakistani groups and Indian groups, they were fighting. And in Ireland, I have very good friends who are from India. We talk about the change and this thing, you know, it really disheartens us. Of course, I am concerned that, you know, we feel worried that why we lose our friends, you know, why we lose the community connections we have built in here, why we lose, you know, the connection between us, which are based on trust and cause-oriented friendships. This, if war is happening in one part, why should we start war on another part?
The worries there of the Pakistani community in Ireland for their relatives at home. Smita Sharma is a senior independent journalist based in New Delhi, and thank you very much for joining us. What is the latest now from where you are, and is this still a developing conflict that could still get out of control?
Hi. Yes, it's absolutely an alert situation, a tense situation that continues, and you don't know what exactly would the next events unfold, in which way in the next 24 to 48 to 72 hours. You know, this morning, there were fresh incidents of blasts, first across Amritsar in the Indian city of Punjab, and then in Lahore in the Pakistani side. So there are claims and counterclaims being made by both sides. Now, Operation Sindoor, that was conducted by the Indian Armed Forces, this was the intervening night of Tuesday and Wednesday early morning. It ran for around 25 minutes. India has been very particular in putting on the recorded statement. This was essentially targeting terror infrastructure at 9 sites. You know, whether it was in Pakistan occupied Kashmir or whether this was within the heartland of Pakistan in Punjab. If you look at the places that it chose, Bahawalpur or, you know, the Kotli, these are all places which are known to harbor the seminaries, the houses of globally designated terrorists and terror organizations like the Lashkar-e-Toyaba or the Jaish-e-Muhammad or the Harkat-ul-Mujahideen. These are all, you know, marked as global international terrorist organizations through executive orders of the United Nations Security Council in the past 2-3 decades. So there is documented proof against that.
And I know India has said that they did not target civilians, but the Pakistanis are saying that among the dead, among the 31 dead, there are at least 2 children, 3 years of age, and there are also women among the dead.
Well, you know, the terror infrastructure that India, of course, targeted. Now, these also do have people of these designated terrorists, family members living there. For instance, Maulana Masood Azhar, who is, again, a designated global terrorist, chief of the Jaish-e-Muhammad. He was somebody who was jailed in India and then, of course, you know, had to be let out, and he went back to Pakistan, has been running his terror camps from there. He put out a statement saying that 10 members of his family were killed, which included women and children, and 4 aides as well, and he has vowed revenge. So there are casualties. There are, you know, the Pakistan shelling that has increased on the line of control in the past 48 hours. Of course, the line of control was quite stable in the past, you know, 4 or 5 years, because there is a bilateral ceasefire agreement that the two sides revived in 2019, despite all tensions at that point in time. But since the Pahalgam terrorist attacks, where there was a brutal gunning down of innocent civilians who were out there just for holidaying, the LOC situation has become so hot again, and the Indian side today has put on the record that at least 13 Kashmiris, local civilians, have died. There are 49 injuries as well on the, you know, as far as the villagers living in the line of control are concerned.
The Iranian foreign minister is arriving in New Delhi today. How is Iran viewed in both countries, and could it be seen as an honest broker here?
Mr. Araghchi actually arrived last evening in Delhi, and he will be participating in meetings with the Indian External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar. They're actually happening even as we talk. This is the 20th Iran-India Joint Commission meeting. So India is essentially saying that this is a pre-scheduled bilateral meeting. This is not the framework of mediation that people are talking about, because the foreign minister did visit Islamabad and then he went back to Tehran and came back here. Look, Iran is a country that India has had civilizational ties with and has its historical ties with. This, even as it has had closer ties in strategic proximity with Israel in the last few years. India has always been doing this balancing act in West Asia too, where it has good ties with Saudi, with UAE. Prime Minister Modi shares a very particular bonhomie with the leaders of these countries. So there are countries that are offering to mediate. India is constantly dialing up Western capitals too. And whether it's US, whether it's Russia, or even Pakistan's all-weather friend, its ally China, India has been having conversations at different levels of foreign ministers, NSAs, top leadership with these countries. Behind the scene, of course, all these countries are hoping that there is some sort of a restraint shown by both sides. And India has said that, you know, while it targeted very specifically terror infrastructure, it didn't want this to escalate. This would be now, the ball is in Pakistan's side if this were to further escalate, because India would have to retaliate if there was further military invasion or measures from the
Thank you
side.
Very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Smita Sharma there in New Delhi at 26 minutes past 7.